we got a picture sent to us. But it was a picture of a very special dinner. And as soon as we saw it, we went, oh my God, we have to have one of those. It's crispy pancakes, baked beans, and then crinkle cut chips all in one plate.
It's like when somebody, like an art appreciator, looks at a Caravaggio, you know, and goes, oh, the Renaissance. Like, I looked at it and went, oh, the 80s. Like, lads, the dinners were just so good.
It reminds me of the 90s. I ate this a lot in college. And it's when you look at it, you go, oh, God, you're back there. It's where the beans are touching the crinkle cut chips. And, you know, when was the last you went to the supermarket and went, I actually have to buy crinkle cut chips. Yeah. You need these things on Snapchat. You need you guys to send them into us so that you remind us that there are important things in life, crispy pancakes.
Some of the things, the comments people were saying about it. Avril said, these were always on the menu in our house. Used to burn the mouth off us every time as well. And Liam and Nicola, who are obviously, Emma Jean and Lisa, who are obviously siblings, says, burnt to F on the other side as well. That was the thing, because you grill it. And you'd forget about it. And then, but you couldn't take it out even though it was burnt because you had to flip over and cook the other side of the crispy pancake.
I remember the ad on television. I remember, because I grew up in two channel land, you generally learned the ads off by heart. That's what you did as a kid in Ireland. But I remember the Findus crispy pancakes one. It was mom's still stuck in hospital having my baby sister. I wonder if she likes Findus crispy pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
And he had pinned all the boxes because dad was cooking dinner all week while mum was having the baby. So he pinned all the empty boxes to his bedroom wall, which is pretty normal for a child.
So with ham and mushroom one day, chicken and bacon the next. We really got stuck in.
Not everybody's loving this. Someone says crispy pancakes, beans and chips. I'm not even pregnant. That's making me wretch. Someone else says, yeah, I love them, but wouldn't thank you for them now. Mad to think we come from a generation from wholesome food to quick fix dinners, and now we salivate over curries, stews and roast dinners that take hours.
Yeah, well, that's just a welcome relief from the constant kale. We're under so much pressure to eat kale. Like, I'm surprised if you go to Mass and stick your tongue out at communion, you don't get a lump of kale wedged in there by the priest. It's a superfood. Jesus is a superfood.
I have to. I'll just issue one word of warning before you run off, Dermot, today and buy your crispy pancakes and crinkle cut chips. Is things don't always live up to the hype. I recently got, you know, those mini pizzas. Do you remember them? You get, like, they were frozen pizzas. They were about the size of a bit bigger than a CD. And you get three in a pack. And I got them.
Hold on, you're making me so hungry. It's like CD comparisons. I love when my food is compared to musical equipment.
As a student in the 90s, I was living off these things and they were amazing. Now, I did always use ketchup on one of those mini pizzas, which I know seems weird because it's already. So anyway, got them. Yeah.
No.
But
you're meant to do what you did in the 80s and 90s, and that's microwave the hell out of them. So they turn into essentially the insole of a runner with cheese on it.
That is a remarkable analogy as to what it tasted like. It really, really did. The bread was so thick. The bread product was so thick and bouncy. It was terrible. And, like, I don't know. I just hope if you do today go for crispy pancakes, beans and crinkle cut chips, that you... You know, it lives up to the memory. I think the memory sometimes can be better.
And it can't be healthy alternatives either.
You know, no!
There can't be, they're crispy pancakes, homemade. Except I use rice and almond flour.
And they're gluten-free.
And the inside is made of dreams.
It's just dreams and kale.
And melted down dream catchers. They're delicious.
Well... If you've eaten anything like that recently, and you can let us know on 53102, was it what you expected? Or what are you looking forward to having now, today, that we've started this?
Is there one dish from the 90s that you'd like to bring back?
Go on, 53102.
The 80s.
Dermot,
the 70s.
Today, FM.com. Your childhood.
Are the 1930s. Is there a ration tin that you'd like to reopen?
Spam. And World War II rations. Let us know on 53102. You can Snapchat us. We're Dermot and Dave on Snapchat. Remember the middle of the crispy pancakes were like molten lava, says Owen. Yeah, they were. Like, you had to, like, wait. It was a good long time after you put it on your plate before you could actually eat them.
I think it was definitely probably number one in the chart of foods that when you bite into them, you go... that Cornish pasties after the pub and sausage rolls.
Yeah. Sarah's in Galway. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
I was talking about those mini pizzas I was disappointed to eat there the other day, a couple of weeks back. You were living like a king in college times, were you?
Sometimes.
What did you do?
I used to put grill the pizza, put the burger into the middle where the saucy bit was, and use the bread as the bun. Yum.
My God.
Homer Simpson would be proud of you for that.
Yeah. Calories plus.
Yeah, how are your arteries?
Arteries okay, I think.
Okay, good.
It keeps them in a jar beside the bed.
Yeah. Have you had them recently, Sarah?
I did.
And what do you think?
I bought them for my kids thinking that they'd love them.
Yeah.
They didn't love them. No.
Kids today would like...
Yeah, well, is it their fault, though? Or has the quality dipped? Or is it just that kids have better palates than we had?
They have better palates than we had.
Mm. Definitely.
I can remember eating my first pizza.
And?
The kids don't remember eating the first pizza.
They're all into stone ground flatbreads now.
Pizza wasn't a good food when we first did it. No.
Right.
Yeah, I remember putting frozen pizzas into the microwave when microwaves were new.
Yuck.
And they just kind of dissolved into the plate that revolved, so you just had to eat the whole thing anyway. Eat the glass plate.
Yeah, that wasn't good. Much better now.
Was your pizza burger something you ate sober?
Sometimes, yeah.
It's one hell of an invention.
It would be hungover as opposed to sober.
Actually, we had someone else saying that those pizzas were great soakage for a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the bread is so spongy.
I do remember if you grilled the pizza, Sarah, usually, obviously, you would just either fall asleep or forget you put them on because you were watching...
And burn the top.
Watching Beverly Hills 90210 or something. but the cheese would just go black. Because you were still... You were so hungry, you could just peel the black layer off in one go and eat what was left underneath.
Yeah, they were very good. They were very good burgers, actually.
Yeah.
Or pizzas. Yeah, great.
I tell you what, we'll send you out a Dermot and Dave Asher Look At Today FM t-shirt to celebrate your cuisine. You know what you should do? You should make one of those and then tweet it to Gordon Ramsay and see what he thinks.
Yeah, it's a muck.
All right, see you later, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye. Lads, I have a hankering for a tin of meatballs lately. Man, I used to love those meat-esque orbs in gravy. I never had meatballs until I met my now wife, when she was my girlfriend. And she was like, oh, let's just get meatballs for dinner. And I was like, what, get meatballs in the butchers and I fry them? She's like, no, tin of meatballs in tomato sauce. Eat them on bread. I was like, what? Best ever. Like, seriously, best ever.
Al says, lads, I got mince crispy pancakes not so long ago. Teaspoon of mince and air was inside. That was it. So he's not impressed. They must have cut back on the old fillings.
And Christina says, I had the 2017 version of that 80s dinner last night. We had Maris Piper potatoes with butter instead of crinkled chips, frozen petit pois instead of beans, and fresh from the butcher gluten-free cordon bleu instead of crispy pancakes. Says Christina.
To die for. And Dermot, there's nothing on earth hotter than the tomatoes in a cheese toasty.
Oh, God,
#hashtag molten lava. The worst is, you know when you bite into it and then because the tomato won't break in your teeth, you then pull away from it and it flops down onto your chin.
You
actually get like third degree burns on your face.
Yeah, in fact, recently, I had the, do you remember the crispy baguette pizzas? I had one of them. Same thing.
You can't. With most kind of eating difficulties, you can slightly cover it up. You know, if you're in company, polite company. But if you have a flap of molten tomato sticking into your face, all social manners go out, and you're just like, no, blah, blah, blah. Just have to get it out of your mouth as quick as possible, no matter who's looking at you.
Someone else is just saying, lads, tins of steak and kidney pie. I'm glad you're remembering everything that you love. You can text it to us on 53102. You can email Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com or Snapchat us. We're Dermot and Dave on Snapchat. We were talking about your favourite dinners as a kid and about the temperature of some of the things that you would cook, like a toasted sandwich that had tomatoes in it. Craig says the apple pies in McDonald's were the worst. The batter seems cool on the outside, but when you bite in, the apple filling is 300 degrees. What it does say on it, which I always found funny, was caution, contents may be hot, which was like, yeah, it's an apple pie. I'd expect it to be hot. And then someone else says it reminds them of that Alan Partridge thing where his PA microwaves his apple slice for 8 minutes. And he goes, it's hotter than the sun. Eyelash Fairy has been on to us on Snapchat. We're Dermot and Dave on Snapchat.
Dave, the reason why the mini pizzas aren't the same is they used to be made by Gino Giannelli. And he was Italian. And now we've bleeding Dr. Utker. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, I used to always laugh at those ads when they were like, Roma pizza, it's such an Italian experience, made by Dr. Utka in Germany.
Well, someone else, Dinny, is talking about Dr. Utka as well.
That's the worst things in the world are those bloody Dr. Utka salami baguette yolks. You leave them there for 45 minutes, you buy into the top of this bloody lava.
And Lenny, who is on Snapchat as well, he sent us a picture. It says Breakfast of Champions. He's got a pot noodle, beef and tomato pot noodle, sitting on a steering wheel.
You got to make Maria hungry, because that's what she basically survives on. Yeah. Like, we stopped eating pot noodles and coca noodles probably age 24. Yeah. She's still chomping them down in her 30s.
Well, there's texts coming in, right? There's three in a row here. One says, lads, long live banana sandwiches. I still eat them. Lads, I was reared on bird's eye waffles with melted cheese, slice of ham on top and covered in scrambled eggs. I'd murder it now, says Aidan in Waterford. I still feed that to my kids. And then the other one says, I lived on coca noodles. And if you had a bit of extra cash, you went to the luxury or McDonald's noodles or pot noodle. Again, coca noodles in my house for myself and my missus are like the late night kind of, it's 9 o'clock, you've had your dinner, kind of, do you want noodles? Yeah, I'll have noodles. I still eat them now.
Do you want all of our week's recommended intake of salt in one go before we go to bed? Sure thing, love. What's your favourite pot noodle flavour, Maria?
Well, actually, I think you'll find they're not actually pot noodle. Oh. You just made me sound really unhealthy there.
What are they?
They're called mug shots.
Oh, the same.
And you can have them in Slimming World.
Well, then they must be
so
healthy.
So they're not pot noodle because they're pointed in Slimming World.
Right, okay. There's only half the cardboard.
Yeah, but I would go chicken and sweet corn, probably in either brand.
Okay, would they be like a treat or... Our
no,
lunch.
They're lunch when I can't get away from my desk, you know, because I'm so busy.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
So busy.
Trying to change our nappies, do all the things you have to do every day.